WNCW Public Radio presents this week's More to the Story. I'm your host, Paul Foster. Our topic this week, a new candidate to run against Mark Meadows and the latest on Western North Carolina gerrymandering. My guest is from the Asheville Citizen-Times, Joel Burgess, covering state and federal politics as well as Asheville city government. Joel, good morning.
Good morning. Good to be with you again, Paul.
Beginning with Representative Mark Meadows of the 11th District, he's, of course, a strong conservative, a Trump supporter. How could things change for him, and what is this about an opponent?
Yeah, you've just peeled the top off a giant can of worms that gets into district lines and new opponents. What's happened is that the far western district for North Carolina, which traditionally encompasses a good chunk of the mountains, has been redrawn. That district has changed. The lines have changed. And so Democrats see it as a much more fair district. In other words, they've got a better shot at winning. I think that most candidates in the past didn't see it as really worth their time. Now folks are starting to bubble to the surface. One name that came up, probably one of the more prominent names, was Brian Turner. And Brian is a state legislator for the 116th General Assembly District. So just to kind of confuse people a bit, we've got the congressional districts. We've got 13 of them in North Carolina, but the state itself is governed in part by the General Assembly. And so you've got your own kind of little Congress there inside North Carolina. And Brian Turner is one of the representatives in that General Assembly, and he represents part of Asheville. He's seen as more of a moderate to even maybe slightly conservative Democrat, which I think some folks see as a good fit for the 11th District, because the big change now with this district is that in 2011, when the Republicans gained control of the redistricting process, basically the ability to draw these political maps, the maps from which congressional candidates are elected, when Republicans finally gained control of that process in 2011, they drew this map that had this kind of crazy sort of jog in it. It sort of looked like something was reaching out toward Asheville from the east, and it did. And what it did is it split Asheville and put part of it in this district that went all the way to like the suburbs of Charlotte, and that was the 10th district, and it is the 10th district.
This was going to be a later question from me to you, but since you've mentioned the 10th district, let me go ahead and jump in here, because that's where we heard recently that Representative Patrick McHenry of the 10th district, in other words, changes have ousted him from a part of that district due to some of the redrawing of maps, correct?
That's right. And I know that, you know, considering where you're sitting right now, that's an important question, right? And in Rutherford County, what happened, so just to give people a quick synopsis, is this has been a big decade for redistricting in that it happened and then there were lawsuits and new maps. And finally, you have some court decisions, really a big deal that said, hey, not only can you not gerrymander, in other words, draw these lines to give to weaken the power of voters based on race, which has been a big no-no for a long time, but you can't do it. You've had a state panel now say you can't do it for political partisan advantage, and that's long been accepted. In redrawing these districts, yeah, the 10th district was right next to the 11th. It covered several western counties, part of Asheville, part of Buncombe, Rutherford. But now, with this newest redrawing that has been done, it takes McHenry out of there. And Rutherford is actually split pretty much right down the center. There's a north to south line splitting it, you know, on an east side and a west side, the west side being in the 11th district, the east side being in the 5th district, which is new. And the 5th is, right now it's represented by Virginia Fox, and she covers Watauga County, which we know because of Boone, and it's just this sort of strip of the mountains that runs all the way from the north with things like Ashe County, all the way down to the south with half of Rutherford and Cleveland County. Yeah, if you're a Rutherford County resident, you may need to look closely at these new congressional maps to figure out which district you might be in. And I'll say it one more time, these have been redrawn. They've been passed by the General Assembly. They were passed actually just this month, but it was along partisan lines. And in fact, it sounds like there is going to be a lawsuit. People that were pushing for this redrawing, or it's a group that's backed in large part by Eric Holder, you know, our former attorney general, and it sounds like they're not happy with these maps right now, and they're going to ask the court to have them redrawn yet again. It's just going to be more competitive. It's going to take in all of Asheville. That's according to the latest redrawing that is still has to go through a court challenge. But even though it takes in all of very liberal Asheville and Democratic Buncombe County, it still has the rest of these western mountains that tend to be more conservative. It's not like it's going to be an easy win for a liberal or even an easy win for a Democrat. And that's why I think maybe Brian Turner's name has surfaced, because he's, again, not seen as sort of a classic far-left liberal, somebody who represents the heart of Asheville, like Susan Fisher, seen as is very much a progressive that would not probably stand a good chance in that 11th district because of its more moderate to conservative leanings.
We know where things stand at the moment, but you talk about possible lawsuits, this being challenged. If this actually goes forward and nothing holds it up, when could this be implemented?
The way these maps were drawn beginning in 2011 were done in a way that roughly assured there would be 10 Republican members of Congress and 3 Democratic. It was just kind of the way the lines kind of packed Democrats in some areas and made it easier for Republicans in others. Now people are talking about an 8-5 split. So in other words, 8 Republicans and 5 Democrats, which some Democrats are arguing still doesn't really represent the state, which really is a much more 50-50 state in terms of Democrats and Republicans in the way we vote. And you think about it, we've got a couple Republican senators, we've got a Democratic governor. It's an interesting state in that way, really, I guess, more of a purple state is how people might describe us. We would have candidates officially filing December 2nd, and then March 3rd, really, that's not many months away. If you think about it, March 3rd, we would have primaries. If there are, and it looks like right now with the number of Democrats that are saying they're interested in the 11th district, there would be a primary there.
And to once more bring up where this conversation began, the name of Mark Meadows, just as a reminder, am I correct that this now makes his 4th term?
Yeah, I believe that's right. I believe Meadows came in after the maps were redrawn, 12, 14, 16, 18. You are correct, because the members of Congress are elected every 2 years.
A lot to keep an eye on, and especially those of us in our particular county, our particular districts, if you're in the 11th and 10th, a lot to look at. And certainly on the Democratic side, they seem to be favoring these, what they feel, long overdue changes. Joel Burgess of the Asheville Citizen Times, thank you so much for your time.
Great to be here again.
Mark Meadows, gerrymandering, all a part of this conversation this morning with Joel Burgess. You can find more to the story podcast online at WNCW.org.